Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Tezvav, beginning of the fourth parak. Today's shiur is dedicated in memory of Ari Adler, Yehuda Aryalei ben Yisachar Doberish, and Refuah Shalema of Miriam Ruda Bas Chana Zissel by Lior and Marty Feinberg. We thank them for the sponsorship. Again, in memory of Ari Adler, Yehuda Aryalei ben Yisachar Doberish, and Refuah Shalema of Miriam Ruda Bas Chana Zissel. Okay, we start the fourth parak of Maseches Me'ila. Kodshei Mizbeach. So up until now, as you remember, we have had the rules and regulations of what is and is not subject to Me'ila. The first parak was all about the psulim. If there was a problem in the karban, in the avoda, so then what happens to the halachas of Me'ila? That was the first parak. The last two parakim have been speaking about what if I did something properly. Second parak was about regular karbanos, parakatas ha'of. That was the second parak, all about when are karbanos that are the avodah is done properly, when is it subject and not subject to Me'ila? The third parak was about Vlad Chatos. It was called Vlad Chatos, and we went through different items in the Beis HaMikdash. Is it subject and not subject? Milk and eggs and other items. And then the first Mishnah of Vlad, Tumura Vachulu. And now we get into other rules and regulations of Me'ila. That's what this parak is about. So, Kodshei Mizbeach. Mitztarfim ze im ze lemeila. Kachim mizbeach, all different types of kachim mizbeach, karbanos that are going to be hooked up on the mizbeach, can combine with each other for the isra of me'ila. If somebody eats, for example, Tosva says, a half a kezias of one ola and a half a kezias of another ola, so then they are by accident, that I think it was chulin, and it happened to be hektish, so then that could be mitztari for me'ila. That's Tosas' example, what I just gave. The Rishash knows that it's lav dafka. Why should it be limited to ola and ola? So he doesn't answer why Tosfos would limit it, but Pasha, there's no limit. If I eat a half a kezias of chatos and half a kezias of ola also, if I eat a half a kezias of ashram and half a kezias of shlamim, you know, why should it make a difference whether it's kachay kachim or kachay kalim? By kachay kalim before zrikas adam is, I'm sorry, it has to be kachay kalim, let's say, after, if I eat some of the chalef, right before, and there is no me'ila, but any carbon that is subject to me'ila, l'chora, it should combine. So, that's kachim mizbeach mitztarfim ze im ze le me'ila. U l'chayiv alehen, mishum pigol noser v'tameh. And also, they are mitztarif to be chayiv pigol noser and tameh. If I eat any of these, so then I'm also chayiv kares for the correct shears amount, and they all can combine for pigol noser and tameh. Pigol and Noser cannot combine with each other. Noser and Tameh cannot combine with each other. But for each of them, because those are different Shemos Isser, but for each of these respective Isurim, Me'ila, Pigol, Noser, and Tameh, so they can combine. Kachi Bedekabayas, let's start from Zamzeh. And also, Kachi Bedekabayas can combine with each other. Echad, part two, and part three, Echad Kachi Mizbeach, Echad Kachi Bedekabayas, let's start from Zamzeh, and Me'ila. And really, these two categories can combine as well, says the Mishnah. If I have a half a kezias of kachim mizbeach and half a kezias of kachim bedekabayis, they also can combine. That's the last line of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask, why don't we just have the last line, which is the bigger chiddush, and then leave out the first two lines. But this relates, obviously, to what we had a daf be'in here a couple of weeks ago, relating to these two categories of karbanos, kachim mizbeach, kachim bedekabayis. But the Mishnah said, at least in terms of Me'ila, they can combine. Good. If you remember, we discussed a couple of days ago, we had it back on, I think it was on Daf Tesma Beis, we discussed this, but we discussed at the beginning of Daf Yud, that shiur, we discussed a major discussion in the Achronim, how to view the root Isser of Me'ila. How do you view the root Isser of Me'ila? And all the Achronim, all the later Achronim of the past 300 years, discuss the Shita of the Nesivus, which the Nesivus discusses from our Mishnah. Today is the Mishnah to discuss the Nesivus again. The Nesivus says in Simen Chav Ches, his question, which we did not mention then, is that there seems to be a stira, whether one violates Me'ila or not in certain cases. There is one Gemara, the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Chav Tes, versus the Gemara in Krisus Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel says, if I eat a piece of Nosar, there is Me'ila. Eat a piece of Nosar, even though Nosar is Asar B'hana. I'm not allowed to get benefit. While the Gemara says in Psachim Chav Tes, that if I eat Chametz Shel Hekdish, I do not violate Me'ila. And the question is, they're both asr b'hana'a. Asked Nesivis, what's the difference? Why should no sar, I should be subject to Me'ila, while chametz, I am not subject to Me'ila? That's the Nesivis's, one of the Nesivis's questions on in Simen Chavches in Choshe Mishpat. So says the Nesivis, in Oz Beis there, well, there's a difference between the Me'ila of Kachi Beda Kabayis and the Me'ila of Kachi Mizbeach. The Me'ila of Kachi Beda Kabayis, so that is more of a gzela type of halacha, and therefore when you pay that back, you're paying back Medina Mamanis. That's by Beda Kabayis. By Kachi Mizbeach, that type of Me'ila is not a gzela type of halacha, it is a, what he calls the payment is a kapara. What does that mean, a kapara? That reflects that it's not just a gzela what you did. Maybe it's more of a bizayon hektish. It's a zilzul. And therefore, when you pay, kachim mizbeach, so then that is a kapara element. Says the Nesivis then, now we understand the chilek. When it comes to chametz versus nosar. When it comes to chametz, why am I not chay mishamila? Because chametz is asr b'hana. The second time something is asr b'hana, there's no longer an isr get. That's... The context of chametz, that's by kashya b'edek habayis. By kashya b'edek habayis, it's a gezel halacha. If it's asr b'hana, there's no longer a gezel halacha. So there's no me'ila. Mash'ekein, by nosar, nosar is a context of kashya mizbeach. By kashya mizbeach, even if it is asr b'hana, so what? The issue isn't one of gezel, where the second is asr b'hana, it doesn't belong to you anymore. No. It's a halacha of zilzul and bizayin and kapara. And that could apply even to something that is aser behana'as. So that is the yesod of the Nesivis, mechalik between kachi mizbeach and kachi bedek habayis. And all the achronim, since the Nesivis discussed this Nesivis, many point out that the roots of the Nesivis seems to be a Tosfos Yeshanim in Meseches Krisos on Daf Yud Gimel. Tosfos Yeshanim also seems to be mechalik between kachi bedek habayis and kachi mizbeach. And others say maybe it's not exactly the same what the Nesivis says, but that is the Nesivis. If you remember Reb Chaim noted, he felt as well, discussed this a couple of times already in the Masechta, that it was all, he wasn't machalik between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Beda Kabayis, which by the way, the fact that our Mishnah says they could combine is not against the Nesivis. You might just say that even though they have different emphases, you know, in a larger sense, they're both me'ila, and therefore they're combinable. It's just a bigger chiddush. Right? I think Rav Shimon Shkap uses this Mishnah to say maybe the Nesivis is not so pashut, because if it's two totally separate ideas of me'ila, maybe they shouldn't be combinable. But that's what the Shari Yosha, Rav Shimon Shkap, and Rav Chaim both think it's an halacha of me'il, both think it's a halacha of gezel. Based on, number one, the halacha that we'll get to by Hashem soon, that me'ila could be mitztarif lizman meruba, that you can combine me'ila from today and 3 months from now. You can combine the two different shiurim, which seems to be a halacha of gezel, not a halacha of bizayon. And also, as we said, Reb Chaim proved from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where in Tosfos, where the Gemara requires a pasuk to exclude that a worker who's working in the field is allowed to eat from the field. He's not allowed to eat hektish. If the field is hektish, then we require a pasuk to exclude that. Mashenki, when it comes to a nazir working in the field, you don't need a pasuk to tell him he can't eat from the vines. Or if it's Meister Shani, you don't need a pasuk to say that you can't eat it outside of your shalayim. So what do you need a pasuk for here? So Reb Chaim says, because it's a root iser of gezel, so that's why you might have thought that just like gezel of the bialim is, just like the gezel of the bialim is mutter, so too the gezel of hektish might be mutter as well. Kamash malon, we don't say that, but that's why you need a pasuk. But that was Reb Chaim's raya. So we have the Nesivis, you have other achronim, Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon Shkap, who both say that it's a halacha of gezel. And then finally, if you remember, we had the Stifler. The Stifler said in Psachim that it is a mitzvah of Hashava, and did I bring the stifler? I didn't bring the stifler. I thought I brought it. Okay, I don't see it. Anyway, so the stifler felt that there was a mitzvah of Hashava, even if he's not a gezel, it was misukan as a mitzvah, and therefore he has somewhat of a middle approach to answer up and explain what exactly is the halacha of Me'il. Okay. Vayter, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, the Hashta Yeshlomar, the question that we alluded to already. Hashta Yeshlomar, I wanted to read, I didn't bring it, but the Stipler and Simon Aleph right here. We quoted last time the stipler in Psachim in Simen Chaf, but the stipler right here also talks about the Reb Chaim that we discussed in the Daf Be'Inger a couple of weeks ago, the fundamental difference between Kachi Mizbeach and Kachi Bedek Havayis, and he relates it to the Nesivus that is discussed here. And he fits in, he said it fits in very nicely to explain the two. Okay, but hopefully we'll get back to that. Says the Gemara now, Hashta Yesh Lomar, Diktani, Echad Kachi Mizbeach, Vedekal Kachi Bedek Havayis, Dahai Kedusha Saguf. If the last line of the Mishnah says that these two different types of kedushas, bedek habayis and kachim mizbeach, both are mitzarif to each other, so kachim mizbeach, im kachim mizbeach mibayi, so do I need to know the first part of the Mishnah? It's obvious. If two different things could combine, so surely two of the same things could combine. So why do I need the first half of the Mishnah? Mishum tekatani Allah lachayev alein mishum pikel nosav etamei. Since the Mishnah is also telling me the halacha that they can combine for pikel nosav etamei tekachi bedek habayis lo ikahachi, and for that kachi bedek habayis would not be able to combine with kachi mizbeach. And that's why Mishamachi Kapalaglay. That's why it has to mention it in the Mishnah. You're right. Regarding the halacha of Mi'ila, there is no chiddush to say the first half of the Mishnah once you have the second half of the Mishnah. But regarding pikel nosav etamei, which they're not combinable, and that's why you would not be able to say the last line of the Mishnah about them. So that's why it's just the contrast. That's why it says the first half of the Mishnah to say they do combine for pikel nosav etamei when it comes to within kachi mizbeach. Period. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Says Rabbi Yanai, a major limit on the halacha, on the mitzvah of Mi'ila, but then we'll see as we continue that maybe he didn't really mean it. Or we don't accept it for sure, but we'll see, maybe he didn't even mean what we think he means. So Amar Rabbi Yanai, Mechaverta. What does Mechaverta mean? Rashi says Mechaverta means Davar Baruhu. Something clear. Mechuvar. The Ravid always starts off many times. Velo mechuver. It's not mechuver. It's not clear to me what the Rambam says. Mechuver, chivra, chivarta is white. Also, it's not white to me in Aramaic. So, mechaverta, it is clear as follows. Ein chayavin mishum me'ila, ela al kachi bedek habayis va'ola bilvad. Wow. Rabbi Yanai says, there's only me'ila by kachi bedek habayis and carbon ola. That is what we think he means at first. That's what Rabbi Yanai says, because that's what we'll see. That's in the Pasuk. Only kachi bedek habayis, the, let's say, less intense kedusha, and carbon ola. My time, why? To Amar Kro, because the Pasuk says, nefesh kisim olmal mikachi Hashem. If somebody does mi'ila mikachi Hashem, that's the ABCs of mi'ila. It has to be called kachi Hashem. What is called kachi Hashem? Kachim ha-miyuchadim Hashem. Something that is miyuchad l'shem, yesh bohen mi'ila, there is mi'ila. Aval kachi, so therefore that includes ola, is totally kachi Hashem, and bedek habayis is totally going to be sold, and all the proceeds are going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Aval kachi mizbeach, isbehu l'kohanim v'isbehu l'bailim. But by kachi mizbeach, it's not true, because the Kohen is going to eat some by kachi kachim, the bailim is going to eat some by kachi kalim, and therefore that is not called kachi Hashem. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai. Aye, what about kachi kalim after zrika? What about the chaylev? See, he's not so medactic, at least in this stage of the Gemara, on different parts of the animal. This part is kachi Hashem, this is not. Rabbi Yanai looks at the animal in totality. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai at this stage. Is the animal kachi Hashem? If there's any part of the animal that's going to go to the Kohen or to the Bailam at any stage in this animal's future, so then we don't call it kachi Hashem. Right, that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai. Period. So we start bringing a couple of rise against Rabbi Yanai. Tanan. First, our Mishnah. Kachi mizbeach mistarfim zem zem lemeila. Question mark. Kachi Hashem. Right. Kachi mizbeach. Kachi mizbeach seems to include more than just one. More than just ola. Right. It says it in plural. Says the Gemara. Unless we mean it means all olas. Should have said ola. Says the Gemara. Now midi rabbanan. Our Mishnah is really only Drabanan. Doraisa. On a Doraisa level is only Ola. Midrabanan, we institute Me'ila by all other Karbanos, Kachim Mizbeach. Big Chiddush, big rereading of our Gemara, of our Mishnah. Next, the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Kachim Sheshachtan Badarom, all in Bahem. Again, kashik shokashim, we said that if you shaft in the wrong spot, you shaft on the darum, there is me'ila, meaning it never stops. It's not like regular avoda at the end, which would remove the me'ila. We mentioned that there is me'ila morlin b'hem. And we also said, the chiddush there, if you remember, was that it's not like the animal just died, where there's no me'ila dvar Torah anymore. So again, you see kashik kashim. So the Gemara again says, midrabanan. No, drabanan. Tanan. Try again. Third try. This is the Mishnah that we didn't get up to yet. This is the Mishnah in 2 blocks from now on Daf Yud Ches. Tanan hanene min hachatas. We had this though quoted once earlier in the Masechta. If somebody gets benefit from a carbon chatas, kashi chaya lo mal hashayivkom. Remember, this Mishnah laid down for us the two different types of me'ila. One is me'ila of relating to money, one is relating to hana'a. And the Mishnah said that if there is something that depreciates, so then I don't violate mi'ila until it depreciates the value of a pruta. If it's something that does not depreciate, so then whenever I get the benefit, the value of a pruta, that's good enough, but it doesn't have to depreciate because it doesn't depreciate. So those are the two different objects that are subject to mi'ila. So says the Mishnah there again, hanena min achatas, if I benefit from a karmen chatas, kishihi chaya, when it's alive, it's subject to depreciation. Because let's say it's going to be redeemed, so then it's going to be redeemed for lesser value. So kshichaya lo mala sheyifkom. So I don't buy the me'ila until I'm pogim it, until I depreciate it. Kshi mesa, but if the chatas is dead, so then you're not pota it lahachilon leklavim. There's nothing to do with this animal that's dead already. So kiva shenene kol shehu mal. Right, when I benefit kol shehu mal, I violate me'ila, meaning you focus on the hana'a, you don't focus on the depreciation. So again, chatas, talking about chatas here. I might have misspoke before. The Mishnah says kol shehu, not benefit the amount of a pruta. It says kol shehu mal. So Gemara answers again, midrabanan. That also is dirabanan. Period. Just one ha'ara, friend that we haven't had in a very long time, the Ola Shlomo. Here's an Ola Shlomo on Kachem also. I haven't seen a new version of the Ola Shlomo except back on Zvachim and Menachas. But there's an Ola Shlomo in one volume on all of Kachem, in the old print. So the Ola Shlomo says, what was the Hava meaning here exactly? Did the Gemara, when the Gemara quoted this line, we said, this Mishnah, by Chatas, if it's alive, you have to depreciate it, a Pruta. And if it's not alive, then you violate, right, Kalshu. And the Gemara said, no, it's Durabanan. What was the Hava meaning? Was the Hava meaning that it's Mila Daraisa? There's no mila daraisa if it died. So what is the Mishnah mean? Lomal atche kolshu mashma dahamaksha svirale demal midaraisa. This is the eino. Just what's the havamina? Even in the havamina, we should know that it's only drabanan. Like we had earlier. So you just have to modify what the Havamina is here. No, the Havamina also knows that. You have to add in one line. Elis the Svirle, but says the Ola Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Lipschitz, the grandfather of Reb David Lipschitz, Shorn Lavracha, Elis the Svirle, Daha de Gazru Mi'ila B'mesu, that which we were Gozer Mi'ila if it died, right, we had already, by Kachem Shemesu, this Mi'ila Durabanan. So, this Mishnah says there's Mi'ila. So, yes, we know it's Durabanan, but we would say that there would only be Mi'ila Durabanan if b'chayim there was a me'ila daraisa. Then it makes sense to have me'ila darabanan after the animal dies. But if there's, that's the kasha on Rabbi Yanai. If there's no me'ila at all here, daraisa, when it's alive, then there shouldn't be me'ila darabanan after it's dead. Just add that in. Mishum gzeira atu el desirale tatagazu me'ila b'meisu mishum de gzeira atu mechayim demole midaraisa el e'yamer to mechayim namiin mole minatora amai gazu b'meisu. That's the Shaila, and that's the Raya. The fact that it says in the Seifa that there is Mi'ila Darabanan, that reflects that there's Mi'ila Daraisa B'chayim, and that's good enough to knock out Rabbi Yanai. And then the Gemara answers, Umishani, no. Afal Pikein Ika Mi'ila Midrabanan Afamesu. No, maybe not. Maybe you could have a case of Mi'ila Darabanan even where B'chayim there was no Mi'ila. Right, and we had examples of that earlier in the Masechta as well, where there's no Mi'ila originally, but there's Mi'ila later on. Where? By Dam. In the case of Dam, where Dam is not subject to Mi'ila, and then later on is subject to Mi'ila. Okay, so that's an important ha'ara of the Olas Shlomo. Now we continue though. We're not finished trying to knock out Rabbi Yanai. Umi Daraisa, lo. There's no Mi'ila Daraisa when it comes to anything outside of Ola and Kadshe Bedek Abayis? V'atanya. But we learned in Abraisa. Rabbi Omer, Kol Chelev Lashem, L'rabos Emure Kachem Kalim L'me'ila. Beferish. Rabbi says, Kol Chelev includes all Emure Kachem Kalim for Me'ila. Right? After Zrika is done. By Kachem Kalim, after Zrika is done, that's when the fats become subject to Me'ilah. Remember we had this, the last Mishnah in the first parak here. We had it earlier on Dav Zayin, where the Mishnah said, by Kachay Kalim, there is Lahakel, I'm sorry, it's Kula Lahachmir. Kula Lahachmir means the Zrika by Kachay Kalim only brings Chumras. Up until Zrika, everything's mutter. After Zrika, the Chelev, the Emurim, becomes Aser. So that's this Halacha. L'ravos Emurim Kachem Kalim L'Me'ilah. So that's a Pasuk. So Gemara says, no, Midrabanan. That's all. Rabbi Anabir also says Durabanan. So I'm at a pasuk. The Gemara says, no, Asmachta B'Yalma. It's Asmachta. Asmachta B'Yalma. And therefore, no problem either. It's just an Asmachta, like we quoted the Ritva last week. Just one Hara, one Hosafa, to that Ritva, and that is Rabbi Chanan. I think we mentioned this Rabbi Chanan, part of it in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago, but I think also related to this line, tonight we're going to have the Daf Be'in Shir relating to Halachos, that it also relates to Kedoshim Tiyu. Halachos that are outside the specific obligations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Where do we find the concept of Ratzon Hashem? We've brought this up a couple of times, but this is one example. The area of Asmachta and the area of Dinim D'Rabbanan. Right, the question that Rabbi Chanan dealt with, and again, we'll talk about this more tonight, but I'll mention it now. Rabbi Chanan in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, in the second volume of Kovet Shiurim, he asked the question. There is much discussion on the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Lo Sasur. The Rambam holds that all Isurei D'Rabbanan are included in the Isur D'Araisa of Lo Sasur. Every time I violate an Isur D'Rabbanan, I'm also violating an Isur D'Araisa of Lo Sasur. Don't turn away from what the rabbis tell me to do. Wonderful. And then there's the famous question of the Ramban. On that Rambam, if you say that every D'Rabbanan is really D'Araisa, when do you ever have the principle of Safik D'Rabbanan Lakula? If every D'Rabbanan really is a D'Araisa. So we discussed that in the past, many different answers. The answer that's most commonly given is that only a Vadai D'Rabbanan is included in Lo Sasur. If it's a Safik D'Rabbanan, that's built in. A Safik D'Rabbanan is not a violation of Lo Sasur. Okay. But most of the discussion of the Achronim is on the sheet of the Rambam. How do you answer up the Rambam? But Rabbi Chanan asks, what about the Ramban? According to the Ramban, violating a D'Rabbanan is not included in Lo Sasur. So where in the Torah is the source for listening to the Rabbanan? That's Rabbi Chanan's question. And Kushas Devei Sofrim is page Sadi. Page Sadi there, Kushas Devei Sofrim. So he answers that it's what we would call, what Rabbi Asher Weiss calls, Ratzon Hashem. You read the Torah, and you know, you read Lo Sasur, even if that's only talking about Daraisas. But you get the sense, Ushmartim is Bishmarti, this is what Hashem would want us to do. Even if it's not commanded, still this is something, Dekenu Gam Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, Ela Shlo Tzivu Al Zeh B'Tzivu Mefurash. That's what a Smachta means. So Gemara, V'yem King Yishlomar, Tehu Adin B'Kal HaMitzvahs V'Yisurin Shal Devreihem, Hiskima Daiton L'Das HaMakom, Uladugma, for example, Kisha Asru Shnios La'arayas, Gam Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach HaYakein, Shenigzar Al Atzmeinu Shnios. It just didn't command it, Mefurash. Right, we have many examples of this. The Rambam quotes as in Ocha Shabbos by Muksa and other examples. Because he was masking. Just one example of that is Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not Dafka that one, but it's all Mitzvahs to Rabbanan that this would apply to. And he says, and that's what it can explain also the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I think it's in Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk says, yeah, Yirmiyahu Perek Yotes. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu was very upset that we are building idols, asher lo tzivisi, velo dibarti, velo alsa alibi. The triple lashon. Asher lo tzivisi, the targum there says, da'arises. Velo dibarti, dibarti means that I didn't command you. Velo alsa alibi, that's the third level, the language of the targum is, lo pakadis bo raisai, velo shalchis biar avdai neviai, Drabanans, Velo Rav Akadamai. And it's not the Ratzon in front of me. There's a third category. Daraisa Drabanan, and what we could assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Right, what could you assume? Again, many examples of this that we'll talk about. And finally, the last one he ends off with here is Bilam HaRasha. If you read the Psukim, that's what we discussed this, Parshas Balak a couple of years ago. If you read the Psukim in Parshas Balak, it doesn't seem like Bilam's doing something so bad. It doesn't seem like. Only what Hashem says, I'll do. V'chulu v'chulu. No, but if you read it a little closely, then you could see that Hashem does not want him to go. And finally, Hashem says in the end, okay, fine, you want to go? Go, but you have to do what I say. And he went. And Chazal say he was going to try to say something different. But either way, that was Bilam's problem. He dafka went against Ratzon Hashem. Again, this is a very important hashgafic idea in terms of not always needing the nitty-gritty, finding it in the Sif Katan and the Shulchan Aruch, that this is Aser, if something we know as a Kadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate, that we have to do it, even if we are not specifically commanded. Many examples of this, but Hashem, we will we'll now continue, and hopefully we'll try to put some of them together for tonight's shiur. Okay, we continue now. Making a melech. So that's that's a good question, because making a melech is also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. You have to figure out how does Parsha Shoftim work with Sefer Shmuel. Right, to figure out exactly how the two works. It sounds like there's a mitzvah, but it also it's clear that Shmuel and Navi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were very angry. But it's a mitzvah. So that's a good question. Exactly, where does the Minui Melech fit in? Okay, says the Gemara, one more try. Remember, we're trying to knock out Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai, who says that you're only chayiv me'ilah for kadshei bedek habayis and karban ola. So, v'ha amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. Well, we had already, kachim shemesu, yatsu midei me'ilah dvar Torah. Kachim that died, no more me'ilah d'oraisa. Bimai, what are we talking about? Ilema b'kachim bedek habayis. If we're talking about kachim bedek habayis, afilu kimesu nami. If Kachim Bedek Abayis dies, why should there be no longer Me'ilah? When it was alive, we were going to use its value. So when it's dead, we should use its value. Shouldn't be a difference. Ilema b'Kachim Bedek Abayis afilu kimei tsunami. Lo yehei ela da'akdish ashpala Bedek Abayis. It should be just like if I was makdish a garbage dump for Bedek Abayis. Lav isba Me'ilah. There should be Me'ilah there too. Nothing so changed so much. It's worth a little less, but it's both the value. So what must Ula be talking about? Ella Kachim Mizbeach. So it must be talking about Kachim Mizbeach. The Kachim Mizbeach that died don't have Mi'ila Daraisa anymore. Meaning what? That it did have. Daraisa, Mi Isbil Mi'ila. One second, according to Rabbi Yannai, there's never Mi'ila Daraisa by Kachim Mizbeach, even when it's alive. So what's the Chiddush of Ula? That once it dies, there is no Mi'ila. So let's finish and then we'll make a ha'ara. Ella hachi ka'amri to be Rabbi Yannai. We misunderstood Rabbi Yannai. This is what Rabbi Yannai meant. May hai kra kachim bedek habayis shamin mina, kachim mizbeach lo shamin mina. No, the pasuk of kisimo ma'al mikachim Hashem, that's only by ola kachim bedek habayis. But you're right. There are other sources in the Torah that help us to include other karbanos and the rest of kachim mizbeach in the category of Mi'ilah. So it's just telling me that you don't learn it from this pasuk. End of the Gemara. Ask Rav Yashiv, so what's his Chiddush? Who cares where we learn it from? You learn it from this pasuk, you learn it from that pasuk. He has to have this major statement of, oh, this is the only thing you know from this pasuk of Kisim HaMa'al is by Ola and Kashim Mizbeach. Says Rav Yashiv, he says, a Chiddush, and he says, we don't pasuk in this way, but he thinks this is what Rav Yannai means. And that is the drasha that we're going to have, Be'ez Hashem, soon, not today, but in the coming days, that you're allowed to be mitztaref me'ilah l'zman meruba. That's learned out from this pasuk of Kisim HaMa'al. So he says, maybe that halacha only applies to Ola and Kachim Mizbeach. Mashein kein by other Kachim Mizbeach, Kachim Mizbeach Abayis. But by Kachim Mizbeach, maybe you don't have that halacha of Siref l'zman meruba. That's his Chiddush. But he says, either way, that's Rabbi Yannai Shita. We don't pasuk in that way. So you can't ask any kashas later on that applies it to Kachim Mizbeach, because maybe he would not apply that Chiddush to other karbanos. Okay, that's the Chiddush, the Hosafa of Rev El Yashiv. Good. One more. There's a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim right here. There is a problem. Oh, actually, let's start with Tosfos. Let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos says, what does the Gemara say in the Shakla V'tari that we just had? A Bedek Habayis animal that died, there shouldn't be a difference between before and after. You had the value before, you had the value afterwards. So if it was subject to Me'ilah beforehand, or if it wasn't subject, nothing should change. Kashim Mizbeach should change, because that went from the being earmarked for the Mizbeach to being dead. But Beit HaGamayis, why should it make a difference? Ask Tosfos, one second, a simple question. Look at Tosfos. Look at the girsa that we have in Tosfos. Dibur Maskel v'Afilu, the end of the first line, Dibur Maskel v'Afilu. V'Hiksha Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen Gadol. Shidu Kubetzes takes out that word Gadol. Kohen, a Kohen Gadol. So we've had some Rishonim, somebody tells us, Reb Chaim Kohen. Right, he comes up, right? Famous Reb Chaim Kohen at the end of Ksubis about Yishev Eretz Yisrael. But Hikshar Reb Chaim Kohen, me dummy. What do you mean? Who says it's the same thing if a Kachi Beit HaGabayis dies? Should it be the same thing? You could compare that to a garbage dump? A garbage dump, Ashpa Re'uya Liftos. Aval Hai Lav Bar Pityon Hu, the Lav Bar Hamad of Aracha. We had earlier that an animal, in order to be redeemed from the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be able to be stood up and evaluated. But if the animal's dead, it can't be evaluated. So it is worse than a garbage dump. A garbage dump, you can just figure out how much it's worth. But an animal that died, you can't. So Tosfos says you're right. It must be going according to the opinion that does not need that. It's going according to the opinion that Beit HaGabayis does not need Hamada v'Ha'aracha. Or Tosfos says, maybe you already did the Hamada v'Ha'aracha before it died. Okay, but Tosfos says you have to come up with an answer. What's the problem? The problem is the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you look in the... If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, there's a problem. Maybe I won't go into the problem. I'll just go into here it is. I'll read it to you. He quotes Tosfos. He says, Sorechin al Rambam. Because the Rambam paskas in Hilchos Erechin that Beit HaGabayis also needs Hamad of Ha'aracha. Right? He paskins not like the opinion that Tosfos says. And yet, he paskins, Kachim is Be'ach Shemesu Yatsu Yidei Me'ilah. Mashma the Kachim Beit HaGabayis is behu meila afla acher shemesu v'tzarech tam lama. Right, sounds like you have the same question that Tosfos asked on the Rambam, because the Rambam gives the mashmaus that kachim Beit HaGabayis that die are subject to meila, and yet why doesn't he require hamad of haracha? Answers Reb Chaim Elavadai, it must be that, and this fits with the other Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas that we've mentioned many times that we alluded to even earlier today. He says, when the principle that we have of na'asis mitzvaso, that principle, says Reb Chaim, that does not apply to kachim Beit HaGabayis. That only applies to kachim mizbeach. I'll read from the top. V'yinei be'emes nireh, t'lo shayach de na'asis mitzvaso rak b'kachim mizbeach, o gam b'kedushas damim shel mizbeach, de'ikar k'dushasan l'mitzvasan. If there's a mitzvah to do something to these karbanos, so then once you do it, once you burn it, then it is fulfilled. Masha ein kein bekachi bedek habayis dinase al yedei ahektish kinyan gavoa be'etzem davar hamukdash. Bedek habayis, first and foremost, is dine mominis, legally belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Memela gets kedusha, but formally, as we've said, first it becomes dine mominis. Lo ichba lan klaim chazi lemitzvaso olo. There's no destiny of Kodshei Bedek HaBayis. We don't see its destiny to fulfill a mitzvah with. Okay, you could redeem it, you cannot redeem it, but you don't apply the principle of Na'asis Mitzvaso. Na'asis Mitzvaso is only by Kodshei Mizbeach, because that is earmarked for Kedusha, for inherent being Hukrav on the Mizbeach. And therefore, you can apply the principle there of Na'asis Mitzvaso, but not by Kodshei Bedek HaBayis. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, when it comes to Kachay Mizbeach, that's where, if something changes from its destiny, that's where we could say there's no longer Me'ila. Kachay Mizbeach that die, there's no longer Me'ila. But by Kachay Bedek HaBayis, even if it's not subject to Hamadav Arach anymore, but regarding Me'ila, it doesn't make a difference. It didn't have a destiny to fulfill something in a mitzvah. It belongs to, where does its kedusha flow from? The fact that it belongs legally to Hektish. We never mentioned this before. It's a Yisod Gadol. The concept of Na'asis Mitzvaso, which the main sugya was at the end of Maseches Temura that we had, what's buried and what's burned, by only applies to Kashi Mizbeach, the Kedushasan Hila Mitzvasan, the Alkarcha Kishanasas Mitzvasan, Paka Kedushasan. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, there's no more Mi'ila. Masha'en came, but Kashi Bedek Abayis, Dein Hektation Tali B'Mitzvasan. Their Hektash is not Tali on the mitzvah, but on their Dine Mum and his legal ownership. And therefore, you would say, it doesn't make a difference if the mitzvah is done, it doesn't make a difference if it dies. That's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that there's a link between Na'asis Mitzvaso and Kachim Shemesu, those two principles. Both of those, Na'asis Mitzvaso only applies to Kachim Mizbeach, and therefore Kachim Shemesu makes a difference if it dies, because now it's not Roy anymore for its mitzvah. Mashen came by Kachim, Bedek Abayis does not have the principle of Na'asis Mitzvaso, it just has a status. That status does not change if the Karban dies. And therefore, that is how Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, arguing on Tosfos. You can have Kachim Mizbeach that, even not according to the opinion, that you don't need Hamad of Aracha. Even if you do need Hamad of Aracha against Tosfos, still you could say that there is still Mi'ila by Kache Bedek Habayis. Okay, so now Baruch Hashem, we've done both, at least parts of both Reb Chaim's in Hilchas Mi'ila. We mentioned both of them today. The earlier one, that Mi'ila is a Din Gezel, and this one, an important chiluk between Bedek Habayis and Kachim Mizbeach. So that is Reb Chaim right here. The Stipler also talks about this Reb Chaim in Simin Vav. Okay, now we continue. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ola Mitztarfim Zem Zeh. So, more rules and regulations of Mi'ila. All parts of a carbon Ola can combine for the Isra Mi'ila. Why? Because all of them have the same destiny. It's all going to be burned to the Mizbeach. Everything about an Ola is burned. So they all could combine. Habasar, v'hachelev, the meat and the fats, v'hasoles, and the flour that is brought with the minchas nesachim, v'hayayin, and the wine, v'hashemen, and the oil. All five things are burned, so therefore they can combine for Mi'ila. V'shisha b'toda, and six things, an added point to the carbon toda. Habasar, v'hachelev, v'hasoles, v'hayayin, v'hashemen, v'halechem. And also the lechem can combine for what? What could it combine for? A carbon toda. That's Kachay Kalim. So we're not talking about Mi'ila anymore, because Kachay Kalim is not subject to Mi'ila except the Emurim after Zrikas Adam. That's a Rashi. Shishadar Shevetoda, Mitztarfim Zemzeh, Lepigal No Shevetame. Right, you have to pick up on that. That we're not talking about Mi'ila anymore in the second half, because this is not, we're not subject. You're not burning the breads. Right, so we're talking about pickle noser and tame. Period. So masdi le Rav Huna le Rava chamisha dvarim ba'olam misarvim zemzeh. Rav Huna incorrectly. Rav Huna had a wrong misora about what the Mishnah said. He had, instead of a hay, he had a mem. Instead of five things in an ola, he had five things in the olam. Five things ba'olam are mitzarvim zemzeh. So amar le. So Rava answers him ba'olam kamit. You really think the Mishnah should say ba'olam? Vaktani batoda. It says batoda vadvarim shebatoda. Habasav achilav asolz vayan vashem malach mitoda. What do you mean? In the next line of the Mishnah says there can be six things. So how can you say five things in the world are always combined? See, there are six things in the world. So amar le tani ba'ola. Says oh, you're right. Okay, tani ba'ola. Really, it should say ba'ola and not ba'olam. Let's continue. Again, if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about carbon toda. Fascinating discussions about a carbon toda. It also comes up in this week's parsha, right? L'ritzon chem tizbachuhu, when you shaft the carbon toda, parsha's emor. Tanina lahadatan rabbanon olos ve'emurim mitztarfim l'kizayis alos amachutz. The brisa also supports the Mishnah. Olos, that means the besar of an ola, the flesh and the emurim of an ola can be mitztarif, because they're both burned. L'ha'alos amachutz, for the iser of Ha'ala'a b'chutz. U'l'chayev alein mishim pikonosur v'tameh. And also to be mechayev on them for pikonosur and tameh. K'tani ba'ola in b'shlamim lo. And we're medayik that this only applies by ola and not by shlamim. So why should that be? So bish the malaloson b'chutz. Fine, I understand the limit by ha'ala'as chutz. Ola de kalil hi mitztarfin. Ola, which all of its parts are burned, so that can be mitztarif. Because you need something that's ra'ui to be burned bifnim, your makravit bachutz, so that's the isser of halas chutz. Shlamim lo mitztarfin, because most of the shlamim is not burned. So I understand regarding the halas chutz that they're not mitztarif. Ela l'chayv alein, mishim pikonoser v'tameh, shlamim amay lo machayev. But regarding pikonoser v'tameh, why should we say it's limited to ola? Why doesn't it also apply to shlamim? V'hatznan, after all, we learned. Kol ha'pikulin mitzarfim zemzeh. V'chol ha'nosar es mitzarfim zemzeh. Pigul could apply to all different types of Ishlamim, so why doesn't it apply to here, to all different types of everything that should combine? So the Gemara says, no, Ela Ema, Ola Ve'emurem, and Starvim Zamze, Lekizayis, Lizarik Alein Es Adam. Oh, that's what the limited is. Ola, it's Emurim, could be Mitzarev for a Kizayis, in terms of what? Lizarik Alein Es Adam. When do I do Zrikas Hadam? The halacha is, I can only do Zrikas Hadam when I have some of the carbon left. If the whole carbon is destroyed, there's no reason to do Zrikas Hadam. So all the different parts of the Ola can combine to make up a Kezias to say, oh, there's a Kezias left, do Zrikas Hadam. V'kiva de mitztarif and lizarikas Hadam, chaye v'chulu, and since they're mitztarif, Zrikas Hadam, they're chaye mishum, pikonosu v'tami v'chulu. Meaning, that's in contrast to Shlamim. Because by Shlamim, they don't all combine. Because if it has different, some is eaten and some is burned, they can't combine for the Kizayis. You can't have some Nisrafin and some Ne'echalin. And the Gemara just adds, Umankatanila, who is this according to? That you need a Kizayis, you need a shear in order to do the Zrika. Rabbi Yoshua he, it's Rabbi Yoshua who, there's Machlokas and Maseches Psachim. If you need something left over, the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says you do need, Kol HaZvachim Shebat Torah, Shenishtayim and Kezayis Basar, Ul Zvachim, that you have a Kezayis Basar left over. V'Kezayis Chelev, or Kezayis Chelev, Zorikas Adam. You can still do Zrikas Adam as long as there's a Kezayis left. Mekechati Zayis Basar, or Kechati Zayis Chelev, Eino Zorikas Adam. You can't. Why? Because the chalav is burned and the basar is eaten. And therefore, they cannot combine to be enough of a shear for you to be zorik the dam. Uba ola, except by an ola, where everything's burned. Afilu kechati zayis basar, ukechati zayis chalav, zorik as adam. Mipnei shekula kalil, because all of that is combinable, because this all has the same destiny. And the Brisa just adds on, uba mincha, afilu kula kayem is lo yizro. By a mincha, even if it's all there, you don't do zrika. What does that mean? Mincha mayavidite. A mincha? You don't have Zrikas Adam by a carbon mincha. Or a mincha is flour. So what's this last line talking about? So Gemara says, Amar Papa minchas nisachim. The mincha nisachim is talking about the mincha that goes along with a carbon ola and shlamim. And that is, even if you have the entire flour that goes along with it, that's not good enough. You need part of the ikar carbon in order to be zorik the dam. But if you don't have part of the ikar carbon, right, the havamina is that because it goes with the carbon, Rashi's lashon is, about the tenth medium line, it's kigufa de zevach damya. That's the havamina. It's like the zevach. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. It's not like the gufa de zevach. Okay. That takes us through this piece of Gemara. Again, what's mitztari for mi'ila in ola and in shlamim. A little bit more. Now we branch off other halachos, other items that are combinable. We have this Mishnah. This Mishnah also appears in Maseches Arla. Arla, the whole second paragraph is all about what can combine with what. Says the Mishnah, all different types of truma can combine with each other. All these following items are called truma. Hatruma, which is real truma. Trumas Meiser, the truma that a Levi gives to a Kohen from his Meiser Rishon. The Trumas Meiser shall demai. Even Trumas Meiser of demai, which is produce that you're mesupik, whether Meisers were taken off from. And though this is Durabanan, the Tosfos Yantif there in Arla says, this is going like the opinion that holds that Durabanans, they gave the Asu Chizik le Durabanans, Kishel Torah. So it's going like that opinion. V'hachala, chala that you give to the Kohen, v'habikurim, all of these, mistarfim ze'im ze'la esar. They're all mitzarif to each other because they're all called truma somewhere. And therefore they all could combine to aser. V'lechayiv alein es ha'chomesh, and also to be mechayiv chomesh, if I ate any of these b'shogeg, I have to pay chomesh to the Kohenim. Right, I have to pay, and therefore they're all combinable. If I eat a mezen, I don't pay chomesh because I'm chayiv misa. That's why the Mishnah is here. Also, pigul and osar are combinable. My time, so why are all of these combinable? Kulhu ikri truma. They're all called truma. Gabi chalak siv reishis ariso sechem chalatarimu truma. Says that in Sefer Bamidbar, in Korach. Gabi bikurim nami ikri truma. Titanyu utrumas yadcha elu bikurim. Aval inach lo tzricha. The other ones don't need a pasak because they're the favorite is called Truma. Truma's Meiser. Truma v'chulu. So you don't need psukim by the others. But all of these are combinable. Again, we'll stop here. Gedemai is a big topic as well. One could say, Rav Yosef Engel has a piece in Asen Daraisa, maybe the motivation of Demai was Mishum Safek, but it could be then Chazal made it into an Isser Durabanan Bavadai. So even if you know somehow, and even if it ends up having been taken, Meiser, still one might violate when one eats demai. Again, that's a big topic in demai, not for now. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Ari Adler, Yehuda Aryalei Ben Yisachar Del Beirish, and Refuah Shleima of Miriam Ruda Batzachai Nazisol by Liora and Marty Feinberg. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, B'Hashem, tonight we'll have the Dapiyin shiur relating to Ratzon Hashem.